Jane Goodall's life. Jane Goodall has been interested in animals since she was a little girl. She was born on April the 3rd, 1934 in London. When she was very young, she got a toy that would change her life. It wasn't a teddy bear, it was another stuffed animal, a chimp with the name Jubilee. One summer she spent on a farm. There was a hen house in which she would hide for hours. She wanted to see how hens lay eggs. But her family was worried because they couldn't find her. They even called the police. When Jane was 8, she read the book Dr. Dolittle. She knew that she just had to go to Africa when she was older. When she was 12, she started her own nature club. Children who wanted to be in the club had to know 10 different dogs, 10 trees, 10 birds, and 5 butterflies. In 1956, a family friend invited the young woman to visit a farm in Kenya, Africa. Before Jane could go, she had to earn and save money for the trip. One year later, she could finally go to Africa. There she met a famous scientist, Louis Leakey. Jane started studying chimpanzees for Dr. Leakey's project in Tanzania. The work wasn't that easy at first. The chimps ran away when they saw Jane. But Jane stayed there, and after some time she was able to get closer to the animals. Jane discovered new things about chimpanzees. They were hunting and eating meat and using tools. This was just extraordinary. A few years later, a photographer, Hugo van Lavik, came to take pictures for an article about Jane's life. Hugo became a part of Jane's extraordinary life. They married and had a son in 1967. In the following years, Jane wrote lots of books. She wanted people to find out more about the animals she loved so much, the chimpanzees. But that was not all she did. She started the organization Roots and Shoots, which helps schools with projects on animals and nature. There are projects all over the world. Check out the homepage of Roots and Shoots to find out more. Everyone can be extraordinary and do the right thing. Jane Goodall says, "We certainly need people coming together, as long as they come together to do the right thing."